What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Feeling depressed is real.
Yeah.
Depression as a disease, I do not subscribe to. The idea, I believe, that if you feel depressed, something is depressing you, and you should try your best to fix it. You should take control of your life and do your best to fix it. The idea, but they don't say that. They don't talk that. They say depression like it's this magic thing that comes out the sky and it gets in your brain. You're sad no matter what. There's nothing you can do about it and you need to only take pills. And I think that's a very bad way to look at the world. And that's a bad idea to subscribe to. And if you start to feel depressed, let's say your girl leaves you and you start to feel depressed, but you believe in the idea of depression, you're now going to start diagnosing yourself as clinically depressed, self-hypnosing yourself and hypnotizing yourself into being clinically depressed. And it's amazing how you can speak things into existence. I cannot become depressed because I don't believe in it. I've had this conversation with a bunch of people and my basic premise is that I refuse to believe in things that take power away from me. If you are in a haunted house and you believe in ghosts, you're scared of the haunted house. If you're in a haunted house and you don't believe in ghosts, you're just in a house and you don't care. So I don't like the idea when someone explains to me the idea of one day waking up and being miserable and not wanting to live anymore. And it's nothing to do with my circumstances and I have no power over it. And no matter how good my life is, I'm still going to feel terrible and I'm going to want to die. Even if I had a chemical imbalance in my brain, I do not believe in depression. That's just who I am as a person. I don't believe in it. I do not believe in things that take power away from me. So I'm, and people sit there and they try very hard to convince me it's real, which is actually quite interesting because it's always usually depressed people who sit there and try very hard to defend this idea. If you're so scared, if depression's so terrible, why are you sticking up for it? Why are you fighting so hard to convince me it's such a powerful force? Why shouldn't you be doing the opposite? Shouldn't you be listening to me? Whose team are you on? Like, do you want to be depressed? Like, it's insanity. These people are so desperate to push this idea. Then you add in the pharmaceutical element and the fact that everyone's taking these fucking drugs, messing with their brain chemistry. It's garbage. I think that you feel depressed sometimes because you're human.
So you felt depressed at times, would you say?
We're all human. What I'm saying is you're playing a game and it's a competitive game and you need to build a mindset that allows you to be ultra competitive. And if you want to sit there and say, no, I want a non-competitive mindset, then fine. You know what you call people who do not win competitions. And the natural state of man is a competitive state of man. That men have always been competing with each other. Even now, right now, we compete with each other. I don't buy Ferraris to drive fast. I do sometimes, but if I'm in London traffic, it's not to go quick. No. It's to show everyone else I'm richer than them. That's what it is. It's a never-ending competition. I don't wear a big diamond Patek with fucking $500,000 to tell the time. I tell the time on my phone. I do it because I'm loaded. And this is actually what's interesting about the world because the world's changed. Men used to go to war and fight each other in physical combat. Now we don't because we're more civilized in some regards. That's, violence is still the bottom line of society, but we try and avoid it. Men are constantly doing combat by showing each other how we can move world with money. We're constantly in combat because of our status. 99% of what men do is for status. We want to be in good shape for status. We want the fast car for status. We want the nice house for status. We want the diamond watch. We want the hot girl. This is all for our status. Look at me. I'm the big dog. This is how we compete with each other. If you're going to be a dude who pretends that's not true or be a dude who doesn't want to compete, your life's going to fucking suck. Every single pound they want, someone else wants. Every single girl they want, someone else wants. There are people like me out here. I will destroy, you could get all 30 of them in a room and I will sit by myself and absolutely annihilate them in any single metric. And they're just sitting there just fucking floundering and wandering through life unaware of how competitive the world is.
Well, and whinging
how unfair it is.
And whinging how unfair it is. And this is my point. If the world is truly that competitive, you do not have time to be depressed because it's a non-competitive mind state. You can be depressed for X, Y, Z, whatever. I'm not depressed. And I want the money you want, and I want the girl you want, and I want the status you want, and the car you want, and the house you want. And I'm going to get it, and you're fucking not. Let's pretend I'm completely wrong, right? We can look at situational depression like you just described. We can talk about brain imbalance and chemical imbalance. We can talk about clinical depression that you get, and it's chronic, and there's nothing you can do about it. Whatever. Let's pretend all these things are completely true. The best option, the best thing to do is still to get up, be an adult, control your emotions, be stoic, and do the things you're supposed to do day after day. Laying in bed and doing nothing is never going to be the best option. The best option is still to go to the gym, to work hard, to run your business, to be successful. So it doesn't matter. We're talking about the different positions on the chessboard. But if the rules of the game remain the same, regardless of the position you're still trying to win, you still have to do the same things. So does it even matter at this point? If you come along and say he's depressed because of X and he's depressed because of Y and he's depressed because of Z, and the answer to all of them is still the same thing, then I don't give a fuck why you're depressed. All I know, what I will state as a matter of fact, is this world is hyper-competitive, especially as a man. Most men are walking through life and they don't realize that it's constant competition. And this is the thing. And this is the thing about society and MSM and all this garbage and the Matrix. They try and convince you, don't worry if you're being a loser because people feel sorry for you and you'll get attention for it and you'll be okay in the end. And it's all this temporary fixes of dopamine by saying, I'm sad. Don't worry, bro. You'll be okay. But it's bullshit. They don't care long term. The world doesn't care. Nobody really cares. Chicks don't care. Business doesn't care. You are going to fail.
What would you say the single thing was for you to go and grab life by the bollocks and go for it? Because something had to spark that.
I was instilled with a duty for a very long time to honor my ancestors through achievement. And I was told from a very young age that the only thing your ancestors are interested in is achievement. Even to this day, when I do podcasts, people repeatedly talk about my father. If I wasn't successful, he wouldn't be spoken about anymore. He died 9 years ago. And he was a good chess player, but no one's really that interested in chess. The reason he lives on is because I'm so monumentally successful that people are interested in my origin story and he is mentioned. The reason I will live forever is because my son will be so monumentally successful.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That they'll talk about how he could have been such a perfect specimen of man, how he was raised, and they will mention me. If you give a shit about your ancestry, and if you give a fuck about your family, and you're not a selfish person, and you want them to exist out in the ether for reality, for the eternity of reality, it is your duty to be successful. If you love your family, and you love your last name, and you're proud of yourself, then you have a duty to be massively, monumentally successful, to show homage to your ancestors. I find it amazing there are people out here today who are going to sit and say, oh, I'm sad, I'm too depressed, I don't want to work hard. Do you understand that only 200 years ago, there were peasants out working a field, starving, surviving the Black Death, surviving the plague, struggling to exist just to reproduce so that 200 years later, you can be the end of their bloodline for you to sit on your ass and do fucking nothing. Like, well, you're a fuck up. You're fucking up your entire bloodline of your entire ancestry. You owe these people things. You must, they went through hell for you to exist. You have a debt. You have a duty to pay. You have to be the best possible version of yourself. And the same to God. God loves people who try. God loves people who work hard. It's amazing if you try your very best all the time, what God will give you. He'll give it to you, anything you want, if you actually try. Not convincing yourself you try. Actually try. They're different things. But yeah, I was instilled with this because from a young age, my dad said, you're a Tate. And Tate's are the greatest people on the face of the planet. And there's going to be a day I'm not here anymore, and they're going to talk about me because of how fantastic you are. So go do your fucking job. I said, yes, sir. And here I am. That's how life should be. You should have a duty to your ancestors. It's disappearing from society. It used to be like, I am Andrew, son of Emery. It was all about who you're son of.
Yes.
Exactly. Right? And it's all vanishing now. Yeah. But you have a legacy you can build. And I love the fact that when I was growing up, when my dad walked into a chess tournament, people were scared because his name was said. And they were fearful of his last name. And now people are fearful of the last name again because of me. And they will be again because of my son. And this is the beauty of life as a man. And one of the most terrifying but also gratifying things of life as a man is that we're all born relatively valueless. I don't think women are born that way. A woman, if she's born, especially if she's attractive, has an innate value. People just want her no matter what. But as a man, if you're not an important man, nobody gives a fuck about you, and they're never going to care. So you have to build yourself from the ground up, and that's scary for a lot of people, but it's also a massive opportunity. You can decide if you want to be a famous musician or a nice sensitive poet or a painter or a kickboxing world champion or a businessman. You get to decide on all the different characters in the video game. You can choose, who do I want to be? And then if you actually try, you can become it. Isn't that amazing? You can wake up and go, you know what? I want to be this kind of guy. I knew who I wanted to be. I wanted to be the dude pulling up in the Lambo, 3 a.m, gets out. Everyone's like, who is this big, strong, rich dude? I wanted to be that man, so I became him. And if you don't want that, if you want to go be a musician and play guitar and get a bunch of chicks and chill in Bali and smoke weed, whatever, go. You can choose your character and build it. A lot of people don't have the ability to understand the compounding effect of doing the right thing time after time. Even if you start a new business and you don't know what to do, I guarantee if you're always on time, you're a builder and you're always on time. So take the basic shit. Just be on time.
Yeah.
Over time, you may think, oh, I'm just on time. No one notices. Trust me, across 10 years, that's the difference between being a successful builder and not being a successful builder. Just stick to the absolute basics and do the right thing and know what you're supposed to do. And this is why I have so little sympathy for people who go, oh, I'm trying to make it and I can't, because I think they're lying to me and they're lying to themselves. And it's these basic things that even in the modern world, it's amazing how people are failing. So yeah, it's interesting, but it's a very fun commentary. And I read a lot of emails. I got a lot of emails, a lot of messages, and a lot of people like, bro, I'm trying my best. And my answer is simply, no, you're not. I really don't think they're trying their best. Maybe I come across and I seem non-sympathetic, but I'm from a council estate in Luton. I'm now a billionaire. And it's because I actually tried my best. If you were to take somebody who says, I'm doing my best, I'm really trying, and you were to get an exact schedule of their last week and find all the times they've wasted time, you'd say, look, you've wasted time, wasted time, wasted time, wasted time. You know what's actually amazing? Most of those people are not even self-reflective enough to go, you're right, I'm not trying my best. Do you know what they'd say? Well, I have to rest sometimes. Well, I have to have a social life. They'd be so arrogant. You'd even show them, here's where you fucked up. Well, you know, I have to, you're crazy. And then they go back to being a loser. That's the amazing thing about losers. You can drag them to the water, but they won't drink it. It's just beautiful.
They always feel like they're doing everything, rather than like a successful person feels like they're not doing enough.
You nailed it. They have no self-accountability, and you're right. A lazy person thinks he's working too hard, and a successful person thinks he isn't working hard enough, and we're doing 20 times the work they are. And we're like, oh, I could have done more, I could have done this, oh, I missed that today, can't miss that again, I should have taken that call, I should have flown there, I should have, we have guilt about it. They don't give a solitary fuck. And even if you pointed it out to them, they'd sit there and go, oh yeah, and they'd make some excuse for it. Right? So I know exactly what you mean. But as for my teenage son, I'm gonna try very hard to, he's gonna have problems he needs to solve. And I think if you're a young man, even if you're not my child, if you're just any man who's out there in the world today, you need to look at some problems that need solving, either for yourself or for society, and find a way to fix them. And And I think that you should just adopt some problems and try and fix them. It doesn't matter what it is. You can just try and fix the litter in your area, or you can try and get a six pack, or whatever you want. Men are builders. The modern world, call me misogynistic, the modern world was built by men. Every building you're in was built by men. Every road you drive on was built by men. We're builders. We build things. And that's what you should be focused on. And like I said before, if you're hardworking and you build, then I think you'll do well in life. That's what it's really about. You can't shy. You can't hide away from the brutal realities of work. That's it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.